BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hiya, we're back. Thanks for downloading us. This is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, Ollie Murs talks to us from Sweden about his new song and how everyone in Sweden is hot. I have an exciting new job on the X Factor to tell you about. The full announcement is on this podcast. I'm so excited. Pop stars who tweet when they've been on the tube. Ugh. And Dan off of Dan and Phil plays today's Real or No Real.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon. This is Scott Mills. Good to be back. Hey, Chris.
Hello.
Good to see you.
And you.
I'm feeling all refreshed. Not in a had surgery kind of way, just in a kind of feeling good kind of way.
Tan's not as much on as I thought it would be.
I was talking to Grimmy about this on his show earlier. Those days are over. I watched that dude, what's his name, Sam Callahan on X Factor last night, and I was like, nasty tan. And I thought, actually, that was you 5 years ago. All you can see is two whites.
Sam, I
small
watched,
white eyes.
I watched X Factor last night. He's the one everyone fancies.
Yeah. And there's gratuitous shots of him, like, just coming out of the sea in slow motion. They know what they're doing on that show.
I worry he's going to annoy me slightly because of it, though.
Oh, why? What, because girls fancy him?
I don't know. It just, when it's week one and you can hear the whole crowd screaming already, it feels like something's wrong. Do they plant people in the audience?
No, they...
They're genuinely screaming.
The girls love him, and that makes you annoyed, as we know.
No, it's not yeah, that.
Does,
I just think...
It does a bit, though.
I just think, you know, you've got to earn that, haven't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. He's very confident, isn't he?
Mm.
Did you see Cher?
Yeah. What did you make of that?
They're not her legs.
What do you mean?
They're clearly not her legs. Did you see it? She's 67 years of age. That might even be a showbiz
so
age. I'm going for 75.
Are you saying it's like, you know where you can get those fancy dress things where it's like the legs of a camel?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
It's exactly that.
But it's your body above it. You're
yeah,
saying it's a similar situation.
What she's done is just knelt down on a chair.
Right. And
so,
someone else.
So her legs are behind her, and then the dress covers up the top bit of the legs, which actually aren't her. They are stunt legs, I'm telling you. Watch it back.
Mm.
Anyway, good to be back on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Harry Styles' mum's been on, saying, I'd like a pair of those legs, hashtag share. Do they come in different shades? Yep, you've got your teak, your oak, and your mahogany. Get your son to buy you some. Love you, Anne. I like that pop stars' mums listen.
I like that pop stars' mums text you.
I know, it's on Twitter.
Oh.
Liam Payne's dad, also a big fan of the show.
Big up.
Big up, Liam Payne's dad. He'll be listening. He'll text in now. Okay, so some people are guessing what the big announcement is at 1:45. Someone says, are you going on Naked and Afraid? That's from Dan in Swanlycote. Are they doing a celebrity version of Naked and Afraid and you're on it? No, that's not it.
Although, that would be incredible. I would argue what you've got to announce is better than that. And I don't want... I know immediately then people are going to think what could be better than that, but it is so random.
I've made something really epic as well to make the announcement. So I do want you to listen, please. Turn up the radio. Gather around the radio like they did in the 50s at 1:45 to listen to this announcement. It's something that I'm going to be doing this weekend that I want to share with you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How was your holiday, by the way?
Oh, it was really good, thank you. I'm now up to date with all of Kardashians. I watched True Hollywood Story on P. Diddy and also Clay Aitken, who used to be, I think he was on American Idol. I watched that all the way through. And also, there's this show called Homeland, which I've just started to watch. Seems to be quite good.
Oh, my word.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Amazing tune by David Guetta and Sia. It's quite weird to hear all these songs quite fast.
How do you mean?
I've not heard the original versions for a week now, because I've been on a beach all week last week, and I've become obsessed with the chill-out versions of recent tracks, like this.
Shout it loud, but I can't hear a word.
Kind of works if you're by a pool. But this one was all last week, where I was.
I know what you mean. It's like sort of hotel vibes.
Yeah. In the lobby, yeah? Don't want to play the original version because it's a bit too fast. Too many BPMs, man. But the thing is, it just reminds me of specific things that I noticed were happening in the pool at the time.
Like what?
A Russian couple getting off with each other.
Hmm.
Old lady enjoying a cocktail. Fat bald man in Speedos with sun cream on his head not completely rubbed in.
Did you rub it in?
No, I didn't rub it in. Love it. Now this time tomorrow, some exciting news. Matt Richardson, off of The Extra Factor, is playing Innuendo Bingo. We like him. He's really good on the show.
Do you know what? Do you remember when he... It was like a couple of years ago, and he would do like the warm-up thing for the Fun and Filth, like get the whole crowd and audience in the mood for the Fun and Filth cabaret. It's amazing how well he's done now.
Done really well. So he's on with Flack every week on The Extra Factor. And tomorrow, Matt Richardson will get it in the face at 1:45 as Innuendo Bingo returns. If you love Extra Factor, make sure you're on tomorrow. Watch and listen at 1:45. Tell all your mates.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, I said I'd give a shout out to Grimmy earlier. Hi, Grimmy.
What? He's got his own show.
I know, I did say this morning. He was like, I just don't like a shout out, don't I? So hello to Nick Grimshaw, host of the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. He might be listening now. He just loves a shout out. I know he does the breakfast show, but he just likes them. We'll play that for you, Nick Grimshaw. Okay, are you ready for my big announcement?
I worry that you've hyped it up. Do you know what I mean? Because unless... Have you got a fanfare or anything for this? Because I worry that it's...
I've got something much bigger than that.
How so?
Made something epic to announce it.
Okay.
I'm really excited about this. And when you hear it, you'll be like... Yeah, that's very Mills. It's right up my street. Are you ready? Check this out.
He's been a DJ since he was 16 years old. He's broadcast over 20,000 hours of radio. He's been responsible for some of the most important cultural moments of our time, including Innuendo Bingo, Lisa and Steve.
There can be miracles, Lisa and Steve.
And rookie reporter Chris Stark.
Did you enjoy being ugly for once?
Yeah, why not?
He's helped launch the careers of One Direction.
For the first time anywhere in the actual world. You ready?
Go for it.
Please like it.
It's called What Makes You Beautiful. Here it is.
Psy.
You are our biggest supporter ever in this country.
And Shakarod. Now, he faces his toughest challenge yet as he follows in the footsteps of Natalie Imbruglia, Anastasia, Carmen Electra, Shane Phelan, Nicole Appleton, and Zenita. Scott Mills is the next X Factor judge. In Serbia.
This is ridiculous. Did you actually make that for this announcement as well?
Do you like it?
It's great. And takes nothing away from the fact that you are... This is it. You're going to be a judge on X Factor in Serbia.
In Serbia. The actual job title is... Well, I'm like the Sunita of Serbia. I'm going to be helping
on
judges' houses, flying to Belgrade, capital of Serbia, this weekend... To help my friend Kiki.
Right, now, there's obviously a lot of questions that I'm sure a lot of people want to ask about this, because this is a very strange situation you seem to have found yourself in.
I'm so excited.
There's a huge backstory to this.
Okay, so, let me talk you through it. This is the Serbian national anthem, by the way, everybody. Don't let it put you off. So, last year, when I was doing my gigs, which a lot of people who are listening now were at, in Zante, one of the resorts in Zante... There's a guy there who goes on holiday every year, and his name is Kiki Lesendrik. He is a Serb. Lots of Serbs go on holiday to Zante. They love it.
And this is a man.
This is a man, yes. And he, in the Balkans, is he's a big star. I mean, he's a huge, huge recording artist. And I ended up going to a Serbian rock concert when I was in Zante about August last year.
Now, I remember you talking about this before. You've briefly mentioned the rock concert, but something dramatic has happened if it's gone from you going to a rock concert in Zante with this bloke to suddenly being on, you know, one of the biggest shows in the world in Serbia.
In Serbia. So I went to his gig and I met him backstage afterwards, and then he came to watch me play in the club in Zante. Big star. He's like kind of, I would say, Gary Barlow or even like George Michael. Like, he's been famous in Serbia since the 80s. Big star. When I went to his gig, they're like 17-year-olds to 70-year-olds. Everyone knew all the words to his songs.
Bit like your gigs.
Same. So I went to the gig. And then he has just got a job on Serbian X Factor, the first series. They've ridiculous. Never done it before in Serbia. So he is, like, on the judging panel in Serbia, and he's asked me to go and do his judges' houses. So I'm like Nicole Appleton of Serbia.
This is unbelievable. And this is confirmed, right?
This is happening. I'm flying there on Saturday to meet all of the contestants. I don't even know what category it is.
I cannot believe this.
I don't even know what's happening. Someone says, I genuinely thought it was the UK one. I got so excited. Then I heard Serbia and was completely disappointed. Don't be disappointed. This is going to be brilliant. I like it that it's in Serbia. It's quite me, isn't it?
Well, there's so many logistical problems that I can see here. Does he realise? Is this a wrong booking?
Here's the thing.
What have you told him you do?
No, I've told him I'm on the radio in the UK. And, right, I'll level with you here. I think that he thinks I'm much more famous than I actually am. But I am... I'm rolling with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Too right.
And also, well, I've got some plans of what I want to do when I'm sat there by the pool in massive sunglasses, sipping a cocktail, Shane Phelan style.
Yeah.
But we're going to speak to Kiki. Kiki Lazendrix, his name is, if you want to Google that, good luck. Speak to him in a minute. He is the judge who I will be going to the made-up house of this weekend.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
A lot of people think I'm just making this up. I'm not.
Yeah, we should point out that this is completely real. By saying it's completely real, I know that makes it sound like it isn't.
Everyone says, what do you know about Serbian pop music? Not much, but I'll learn.
It's just an incredible situation that we find ourselves in here.
We do.
What an opportunity. A few people are saying that they're going on Twitter now and things are getting confused.
What, they're saying that I'm the new judge? Because it's been announced that a lot of the judges from the UK one are leaving after this year, aren't they? I am the new judge.
In Serbia.
Hey, do you want to hear my friend Kiki, the Serbian judge's songs? He's in a band called Piloti. This is them. One of their biggest hits in the Balkans. I'm so excited.
How are you going to... I mean, you're going to have to keep a straight face and everything.
Why not? I'm sure the standard will be high. Someone says that wasn't the announcement, was it? Yes, it was. It's good. I'm going to be on X Factor. Serbia. Right, let me speak to my friend. Hang on. Kiki.
Scott, mate. How are you?
My friend, how are you?
I'm pretty well. I'm just in studio doing some recordings, guitar, whatever.
You recording some new songs?
Yeah, a new song.
Okay, so this weekend we are meeting up at judges' houses on X Factor Serbia.
Yeah, just looking forward to see you, mate, and to see how it's going on here in Serbia with this X Factor, which is really probably same but a little bit different because of language or whatever.
Yes. So is the program in Serbian?
It's in Serbian and also in English. The girls will sing in English as well, a couple of songs. I mean, it's 50-50.
Is it the girls we've got? Is it the girl group?
Yeah, we got the girls, which is, to me, it's great, but I hope you like them. It's really, really nice girls.
I'm almost as enthusiastic, yes.
Yeah, I've got it a couple of days ago. We just finished boot camp and we just...
How's it going then? Are you enjoying being a judge?
Yeah, a lot. Actually, this is the first time in my life that I'm doing such a thing. You know, I never do anything like that.
Is this the first time that X Factor's been on in Serbia?
Yeah, this is the first season as well. And so we had talent talent show, so be a good talent and that kind of stuff. But actually, for the X Factor, is the first season.
Are you the Simon Cowell of Serbia?
I'm not the Simon Cowell. It's one girl. It's Christina.
Oh.
She's so you know, unpredictable in the moment and
bit mean.
We are all a little bit Simons and the others, you know.
Kiki, my name's Chris. Can I ask why you chose Scott to be your fellow judge?
You know what? Because he's so weird guy. Now we met each other in Zakynthos.
Yeah,
Zante.
His auntie, yes.
Ah.
I had a concert and he got a show there and he was on my concert. After that, we went on his show and we get a great time, really.
We had a good time.
And I think, I think it was really good opportunity to mix because the X Factor, actually, to me, it's British. And Scott is, I think, more than right.
Obviously, Kiki, the program's going to be in Serbian. And my comments about the singers will be in English. Am I going to have a translator so that they can understand me?
Yeah, of course. We're going to do this. And of course, they will sing in English as well.
Okay. But when I say stuff about their singing, they won't understand me, will they?
Yeah. They speak, all of them speak English.
Oh, okay.
Perfectly.
Kiki, can you let us, can you tell us what kind of songs Scott can expect to hear?
Okay, I can just to open up. I can send you the it's Alicia Keys, one of.
Oh, I know her.
I'll try to. Old one from Spandau Ballet Gold.
Oh yeah, that was on our one of this weekend.
I'll send you maybe this.
No, don't worry. Okay, cool. So, and what are the girls' names?
I don't remember. Just a moment. Two Alexandras.
Oh yeah.
One is Ilma. She's from Bosnia.
Ilma.
Just a moment. Just to open up this.
Just refresh your memory there.
In a second. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you the
all of their names.
Songs. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's Christina.
Christina, cool. Right, so two Alexandras,
Ilma
and
Christina.
Oh, Catherine?
Catherine and two Alexandras, Ilma and Tamara.
Oh, Tamara as well, we've got one of those.
Yeah.
Excellent. And when we sit there, will you be wearing large sunglasses?
Yeah. Bring okay. it yourself.
Yeah, I want to wear those. Okay. And where will we be sitting? Okay. Are we by a pool? What's going on?
Oh, we'll see. Actually, there is two choices of houses.
And will they understand who Scott is and his work back home? I assume they've seen him on the National Lottery and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
See, the thing is, what they do here, like with Robbie Williams, they go, okay, guys, I've brought someone very special with me. Turn around. One, two, three. And everyone goes, ah! On my one, it'll be turn around. One, two, three. Hey! They won't know who I am, Kiki.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, good. Well, I will see you on the weekend in Belgrade.
Yeah, I can't wait, mate, just to show you Belgrade a bit and then to do the things, you know, just to have great pleasure.
I'm looking forward to the great pleasure and to meeting the girls. Yeah. Thank you very much, Kiki.
Yeah. Thank you.
See you on the weekend.
Love
you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Some people are saying either this is a really elaborate joke or the best thing that's ever going to be on TV. That is from Miri. It's either a really funny joke or a really funny job offer. At least I have Serbian TV at home. You do? She's an actual Serb in Reading, that's why. Do you speak Serbian, Mills? No, but they all speak English, so it's good.
I mean, if you do have a translator there, which is perhaps what could happen.
That is my dream in life, to have a translator. Like, it was really good when... Do you remember when we did that Dynamo show?
Yeah.
And I got dubbed into Spanish. That was epic. But having a translator is next level shiz.
Won't they need to do, like, a big sort of X Factor style... it's not like biography of you, but you know when they say and
what are they
like,
going to say
in the actual show? It's going to be and tonight the judges are revealed, and then they're going to have to do this big like montage.
Helping Kiki Lizendrick is
Oh, it's so good.
It's
this is
some
so,
bloke
so good.
From the UK who you've never heard of. Oh, no. Anyway, I'm going out there on weekend. I will have some stuff for you, obviously, which we'll put on Radio 1 website.
You're going to have to give advice.
If you don't get Serbian TV. I'm going to have to give advice. Yeah, I know. And what I'm thinking of doing is name-dropping a load. I like saying, every time they've sung, I'll be like, as Adele once said to me,
yes,
open your chest more when you sing.
Is that one? In fact, that's a good point. Try get as many innuendos in as possible.
Oh, I'm just going to clang all the time. Well, Elton John once said to me, the secret of singing is in the hair.
Yeah.
And they won't make any sense at all.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of doing that. Obviously, I do need to give them proper advice of where they're going right and where they're going wrong, because it is, like our X Factor, it's a very serious thing. You know, they all want to win. There'll be some crying going on. Do I have to hug them? I saw some hugging going on from Nicole Appleton at the weekend. I think if they cry, you hug them, right?
I don't know.
And then Dermot hugs them if they've got through, generally. Oh, and sometimes when they're sad as well.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Oh, I'm so looking forward to it. I'll report back on Monday.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'm having a really rubbish day until you said you're going to speak to Ollie Murs. Now I'm feeling happy. Might be a bit late for tutorial, but worth it. That's from Emily in Aberdeen. Yeah, I'm going to speak to Ollie Murs in a minute.
Have you seen he's tweeted as well?
What's he saying?
So he's very excited to speak to us both.
How excited is he though, really?
I don't know. He's excited enough that he's tweeted about it.
I love Murs. Loved Murs for years. I wonder where he is. He's always somewhere like Denmark. It's 2:40. I'm Scott Mills. We'll play his new song as well. And also Macklemore and the Saturdays. I'm in a really good mood today because I've been on holiday for a week. But do you know what was really annoying me over the weekend? The picture on Twitter of Jay-Z, Chris Martin and Timbaland on the tube in London.
It's become a thing now, isn't it?
Look at us. We get the tube. We're normal, just like you. You don't know and you're not. You don't know. Look at us. We're on the tube. Look at us. Like normal.
People love
stuff like we're all
like
normal.
This.
Well, I don't know why they love it, because it's not real. It's just a stupid publicity stunt. I hate it.
They are on the train, though.
So? They don't do it all the time. They're doing it to make a point. Oh, look at us. We're normal. Oh, Chris has even got an Oyster card.
I took a photo of you on the train just to prove to people that you...
Yeah, I do that all the time.
You don't, though.
I do, though. I think you'll find that I was on the bus with you just a couple of weeks ago.
Did you get the train to the O2?
I'm sorry?
Did you get the train to the O2 last time you went?
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't?
Yes, I did.
When you went to that Katy Perry concert, did you get the train? No,
that
you didn't.
I wasn't at the O2. Yes, I did. I always get the train. And I'm not Jay-Z. I'm not, like, I get public transport a lot. I'm not, like, a big rap star or Chris Martin, one of the biggest bands of the world.
I do know what you mean, though.
It's like when Rihanna does it. I'll get lost. Annoys me.
The pop star.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you don't do that at all. You're just doing it to create a bit of a thing on Twitter.
But it works every time.
Ooh, I know, and people are tweeting it, which makes it even more annoying.
I don't understand why they do it, to be honest.
I don't really get what it is. It's to look like they're one of the people. When we all know they've got, like, five chauffeurs.
Mm. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, stop what you're doing. Drop everything, because I'm about to speak to Ollie Murs on Radio 1. Where are you, please, Murs?
I am in Sweden.
Oh, nearly. I said Denmark.
Oh, well, I'm very, very close. Very, very close. But, yeah, I'm in Sweden right now. It's good fun.
I always said that you're in places like Denmark. Yeah, and in Germany.
But isn't that the better side, Scott? Isn't that what you always say if you're going to be on one side of the bridge?
Yeah, you always want to be in Sweden because that's where the hotties are. No offence to Denmark.
I've been told, is where the best-looking girls in the world are.
No.
That's when I was on the Robbie tour, that's what everyone was saying.
No, it's Sweden. It's where you are now. Are you in Stockholm?
Yes, we just got here. We travelled over on the bus last night, which was lovely, which was great. About 10 hours on the bus or something.
How many hot people can you see right now?
All I can see is a dry ski slope outside of my hotel room.
Oh, is that what you demand now, is it?
No, I don't demand a dry ski slope. There's this massive mountain outside my hotel, and it's obviously where they used to ski, but there's no snow at the moment. So, But yeah, it's cool. It's a really nice place to be. I'm looking forward to the show tonight. I've got a show here tonight, so it's the last one on tour, Scott.
Is
Yay.
It? Yes.
I come home.
It's
Yay.
The never-ending Ollie Murs tour.
The never-ending tour. You're so right. I'm always on the road, but finally it's come to an end. And, only for a couple of weeks, and then I go to Asia with One Direction, and then I go to Australia, and then it's nearly finished.
Right, so when you say it's the end of the tour, you just literally have 2 weeks off and that's it?
Yeah, I have 2 weeks and I'm back on the road again, but still, it's I can't wait till it's nearly finished, but it's going to be cool, though. Travelling the world's fun, you know what I mean?
Do you know what? I love those dudes in your band, the guys that just, they look so enthusiastic. Do you know the ones I mean, the two guys?
Oh, John and Darren, John and Darren, the BVs, the singers, yeah.
I love them.
John and Darren. Do you know, like, they're great guys. They've been around for a while and they've worked with different artists, and I plucked them away, I think. I don't know whether they were.
Right, then.
Easy.
And then they come and work with me, and then they were just great fun, you know what I mean? Great enthusiasm and good on stage, so.
Plucked them from where?
You know, they were with another artist, so I plucked them away from other artists, and then now on my tour.
Yeah. That's good. Ollie Murs still actually gets a tour bus, don't you?
Well, of course I do. What else would I get?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just talking, Murs. Right, this really annoys me. There's a picture over the weekend of Jay-Z and Timbaland.
I wouldn't go there with this. Well, because if I remember right, Ollie Murs got a tube to the Brits this year,
but that's because he's Murs. It's not the same.
Oh, I see. Different.
Right? Does it annoy you when people like Jay-Z tweet, oh, I'm on the tube, or Rihanna... Because they don't do it all the time, do they?
Well, no, I mean, I think it's fun. I mean, for Jay-Z to be on the tube, that'd be pretty cool, right? If I was on the tube and you saw Jay-Z, it'd be pretty cool. I mean, I had to do the tube to the Brits because I was driving there and it was literally no other way of doing it. To be honest with you, I hold my hands up and say, I haven't got the tube for quite a long time.
Oh,
so I jumped on the tube and obviously went to the Brits, which was pucker. I loved it. It was really good fun. It brought back memories of people.
Of mixing with normal people.
No, but just the fact that people just didn't care that I was even on it and just was like, whatever, I've had a really rubbish day at work. I just, whatever, I'm not interested. So it was actually quite a good experience. I really enjoyed being back on the tube.
I just think it's almost like they're mocking us. Let's be poor people for the day. Come on.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, you know what? I think it's cool. I'd love to see Jay-Z on the tube. It'd be fun.
It would be good. Right, so I'm going to play your track now, which is from your album,
yes.
Hand on Heart. Tell me all about this one, Ollie Murs.
Well, you know, we just thought that this album was cool, and I thought that there was enough singles to go out through the year, and I just love this song. Obviously, coming up to Christmas, I wanted to release a nice ballad for Christmas, and I think it's a really cool song. We've done like a remix kind of bit on it, and we've sort of revamped it. I think it's a bit more epic, a bit more bigger, and we got a repack for Christmas, so we've got this album coming out that's got a DVD on it as well for the fans, so they can watch the tour that they might have come to this year. So that's kind of what it's about.
Have you done a video yet?
No, we've got a really exciting video coming up though.
Can you be in snow, please, and by a fire?
No, it's not really, can I just say, it's not a Christmas song for anyone listening. It generally isn't, but obviously it's nice to release a love song for Christmas. But this is kind of, we're going to do a video very, very soon. We're doing it in the next couple of weeks.
At least wear a jumper.
It's gonna be, yeah, I might bust out a roll neck. That's about it.
Yes,
is that why you're in a ski lodge at the moment?
I love rocking a roll neck. So I'm going to rock a bit of a roll neck, I think, in the video. We'll see. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually really excited about this video. I'm looking forward to people seeing it. It's going to be a good one.
All right, man. So I'm going to play Hand on Heart now. Spoke to Flow Rider lately.
No.
All right. I'll let you go.
Wait, Chris, you got a neck lately?
What?
Stark, you've been nutmeg lately.
I didn't think we were going to mention this again.
What?
Scott's looking at me really weird.
What's going on?
You know that football match we played?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
There'll
now.
Be a rematch at some point, right?
Of course you have a rematch at some point, but I'm waiting for Radio 1 to come up with an idea. And you're running scared at the moment, Starky. You're running scared.
Maybe.
Words, football talk. All right. I'll let you go, Murs. Back to the dry ski slope. Have a good gig tonight.
Thanks, Scott. Take easy, buddy. Good
Take
to see
care.
You guys.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And I don't have to fake it. Just put your hand on my heart. Just put your hand on my heart. And you know.
Murs, I'm sure I can hear some bells on that.
I said that we should have put like a Christmas like chiming at the end. Or
that's the Christmas single from Olly Murs.
I expected like a little ching 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 ching.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from Olly Murs. That was Hand on Heart on Radio 1. I know I said bye, but I've just remembered that I've got something to tell you.
Yes.
I've got a gig on X Factor.
When?
Serbia.
Serbia. In Serbia?
Yeah, listen, listen.
He's been a DJ since he was 16 years old. He's broadcast over 20,000 hours of radio. He's been responsible for some of the most important cultural moments of our time, including Innuendo Bingo.
Yeah.
Lisa and Steve.
There can be miracles, Lisa and Steve.
And rookie reporter Chris Stark.
Did you enjoy being ugly for once?
Yeah, why not?
He's helped launch the careers of One Direction.
For the first time anywhere in the actual world. You ready?
Go for it.
Please like it.
It's called What Makes You Beautiful. Here it is.
Psy.
You are our biggest supporter ever in this country.
And Shakaron. Now, he faces his toughest challenge yet as he follows in the footsteps of Natalie Imbruglia, Anastasia, Carmen Electra, Shane Phelan, Nicole Appleton, and Sinita.
So macho, he's gotta be.
Scott Mills is the next X Factor judge. In Serbia!
Oh my god!
That's it,
hilarious.
Murs, that's happening.
I'm kind of
like the Olly Murs to Gary Barlow. I'm helping out on judges' houses this weekend in Belgrade.
Wow!
Yeah,
that's going to be so much fun.
What, have you got any advice for me?
Well, to be honest with you, I loved it. I thought it was a really great experience. Obviously, I'm different to you because I obviously did the show and I was a contestant and stuff. But yeah. I mean, for you, I mean, going to Serbia, wow.
I know.
I mean, what if they start singing in Serbian? What are you going to do then? Like,
I know. I've asked for a translator.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's quite me, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's quite me.
I think you'll be. Do you know what though? To be fair, Scott, you've got a really good opinion. I think if you, I think you'll really enjoy it. So I think that you'll have a good opinion on what the, you know, and you listen to a lot of music. You know what I mean? You always listen on the radio, so you know what's good and what's not. So I think you'll be good at it. I think it'll be fun.
Also, you know that rooftop you're on with Gary Barlow in New York?
Yeah.
Why was there nothing on it?
What do you mean, nothing on it?
It was bare.
Literally nothing.
I'm not even joking, just the rooftop. It was a bit
just
weird.
Just a couple of chairs, nothing else to see.
But the skyline was really amazing.
Yeah,
but
we can afford furniture.
I know. To be fair, it was a little bit bare up there, but...
It's like, where's the table? I mean, bare up there.
But then even the seats were so uncomfortable, my bum was hurting the whole time.
That's I could tell, because I know you, yeah.
Well, that's why I had to sort of put my foot on the floor and sort of almost stand and sit down at the same time because my bum was proper sore. But listen, you'll be great, Scott. Honestly,
right.
I just think that I mean the toughest challenge for you more than the toughest challenge you're ever going to face
ever
is the fact that they speak Serbian.
Yeah.
And you are not gonna know what they are singing.
Bye, Murs.
Bye, guys.
See you later.
Scott Mills Daily.
I'm back on Radio 1. It's good. I'm enjoying it. Scott Mills here. Can I just hoo something, please?
Depends what it is, I guess.
There's a cafe near me, right? I go in there quite a lot, near my house. Couldn't go in there this morning because they had a power cut.
Yeah, that is hoo.
Are they still on?
Oh, yeah.
The whole robe was out. A power cut. Couldn't go in. Doesn't happen anymore, does it?
Yes.
No, they don't.
It does. It shouldn't, but it does.
Hoo. Candles are on. People are lighting candles. It's 2013. Hey, I see that part of our Strictly Come Dancing dilemma has been resolved by itself.
Yes, Vanessa's
is off. Yeah.
Did you like how she smiled as she was evicted from... Do you know what I mean? It just looked like a sort of very forced smile.
A kind of...
It's like, I'm fine with this.
Smile.
Yeah.
Like, not fine with it at all. But that's one less person to worry about with the confrontation, isn't it? As we were saying before we went away. Well, I'm fully supportive of, well, was, Feltz, and also Rachel Riley.
Yeah. Mrs. Mead.
Mrs. Mead. And I'm a big fan of her. And Mrs. Susanna Reed. Mead and Reed.
Mead Reed. But I'm also now, weirdly, because I've got into this show, now backing the Hairy Biker.
No, absolutely not.
Because he is...
I have seen him. So
even when he stands there waiting for the result, it's like, what are you doing on this?
Why are you on?
Legend.
He can't do it. It's brilliant. I love Strictly at the moment. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's the first time you've actually watched it, isn't it?
I think it's the first series that I've proper got into.
Yeah. I'm also obsessed with the way that Brucey says Sophie Ellis-Bextor. Have you heard it?
No, I didn't notice
this. He can't quite say it properly. Sophie Ellis-Bextor.
I do find him odd on it now because it's the way that he will have a go at the judges. And it'll be like if one of them says something controversial, he has to pretend to go over there all annoyed.
Oh,
and like
well
pretend
then.
To sort of like...
Shut up.
It's just how he is with
them. I love it. He's a cantankerous old man now. I really like it. It really is working for him.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Dan, off Dan and Phil.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
Okay? Yeah, all right, thanks. Where's actual Phil?
He's in holiday Florida land with his family.
Oh.
Traitor. He left me.
Traitor.
I know.
But you left him the other day. Well, last time I saw, it was just him because you were looking after a door.
Yes, yeah, that was fun. We left the house and then, like, the door handle fell off, which is always a great thing to happen. Yes, that was a really fun afternoon, just standing outside in the rain.
Do you know what I'm doing this weekend?
What are you doing this weekend, Scott?
I'm going to be on X Factor.
I saw something about this. What?
Judges' houses.
Really?
In Serbia.
Actually.
Yes?
Actually.
Happening.
Whose house?
The house of Kiki Lazendrick, of course, who's one of the X Factor judges in Serbia.
Okay, wait. So actually.
Yeah, it's
amazing. Amazing. Of course.
No one believed us.
Was this a Eurovision connection you made?
It's quite me, isn't it?
It's very Scott.
He met him in Zante.
I did meet him in Zante.
Oh, of course you did.
And befriended a Serbian pop star before you know it. Oops, he's a judge on X Factor Serbia and I'm on judges' houses. I'm like,
wow.
I'm the sin eater of the Balkans.
Yeah, or that's the will me. I am.
Oh yeah, that's that as well. Yeah, yeah.
That's what your Twitter profile needs to say.
What, the Sinita of Serbia?
Sinita of Serbia.
I'm changing it soon.
Brilliant.
Okay, so Dan's here, and we're going to play Real or No Real. It's been a while. 10 Scott Mills points for each one you get correct. Just tell me Real or No Real.
The Hotel Cabana, after which Naughty Boy's debut album was named, is actually in Grindelwald, Switzerland, and according to TripAdvisor, is known for its friendly staff and nice views.
Where?
Grindelwald.
That's so random.
What? I did wonder why he called it that.
But he told me that it was just a fictional place. Oh, maybe I've given the answer away. that he just created in his head for his album.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's unfortunate. It's the kind of thing where the less popular thing would sue the mega pop star for having the same name as something.
Yeah.
No, it's a hotel. Taking you to court.
Yeah. But it sounds like it would be a genuine place. So it makes sense that this place is in Grindelwald or wherever it is.
So do what you think? It's got lovely views, according to TripAdvisor.
I'm sure it has. I'm going to say real.
Base the album on holiday? I'm going to say no real. What? No.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Oh!
What?
Okay, I thought it was an original idea. It's somewhere that he went in Switzerland once and quite liked.
We might not have been.
Fair enough. Just saw it on TripAdvisor.
Yeah.
I do that a lot. I just look on TripAdvisor. Like, I'd like to theoretically go there one day.
I do that as well. It's kind of like daydreaming. Yeah, I'd like to go there.
Sitting on Rightmove. That's what I spend most of my days doing.
Now, the Real or No Real elves have worked hard, and we think it's the actual one. It's run by Peter and Bettina Boren.
Wow.
That's the Hotel Cabana, if you fancy visiting it. And next.
The background music played on the Ghost Train at Blackpool Pleasure Beach is simply the latest Bring Me the Horizon album played on repeat.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's playlist, isn't it?
Angry Goat music.
Angry Ghost music.
Yeah. Ghost Train.
Ghost Train's a little bit who, because
just like that. Good one.
Small one.
Have you ever been on a ghost train?
I have.
I think I've been on that ghost train, and I don't seem to remember it being Bring Me the Horizon. Maybe it was just an off day or something.
Has anyone ever found a ghost train remotely scary?
No. Are you, what? It's just
not
like a really, really rubbish roller coaster.
Yeah,
isn't it?
And not even fast.
And you're just hip to digging into whoever's next to you. Because yes. They're clearly meant for children.
Yes.
I went on a ghost train and it was at Pinner Fair. You know, the fair that sort of rolls through once a year. See, I think it goes through lots and lots of different towns and it has a ghost train involved. And it was awful. Mm. I mean, it wasn't scary. It wasn't fun. It wasn't funny. Literally did nothing for this. But at one point, you feel like a small breeze. I mean, you imagine there are people standing on the side sort of just blowing bubbles or blowing...
That's really
disturbing.
That doesn't
constitute a ghost train for me.
That would scare me.
But is the Bring the Horizon soundtrack the ghost train?
No, I don't think that's the right vibe. And I think that their songs are quite melodic and cool. That's so stupid. I'm going to say no real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. You were right to go no real, but what about this pop fact?
James Blunt was famously a soldier in the British Army before becoming a singer and was commended by his generals for single-handedly preventing World War III.
Blunty?
Why? By uniting people in hatred against him? I'm joking. That's a joke, no. I like James Blunt.
You've got to be.
I feel like I have an unpopular opinion that I think that he's quite nice.
I think he is really nice. Yeah. And also, living the dream. Okay, so you make one song that's for Melts, and then you literally go and live in Ibiza in a massive mansion with loads of fit girls. Brilliant. Mm. Live the dream.
Is that what actually happened with him? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Lives in Ibiza, one song.
Isn't he back in the charts?
Yeah, I think he is. But basically, that song made him able to retire with loads of fit women. That's what I'm saying.
That's all you need to do, Dan. Do you know what I mean?
One hit.
If you just think of the right one, mate, it's...
Did James Blunt actually prevent World War III?
This is like World War III was about to happen for some reason that clearly none of us know, and then he stopped it. So what could that have been, and how could he have stopped it? James Blunt.
Mm. What are you saying, then?
What does that even mean? This is one of those things where it's obviously going to be real because it makes absolutely no sense whatsoever, but I'm going to say no real.
I'm sure I've heard this and I'm going to have to say ridiculous. Real.
That one's real.
What?
No, explanation.
Okay,
explanation.
Right. I'll explain why. It is true. He was ordered to send his troops to attack the Russians in a war during the 1990s, but disobeyed the order. Therefore, kind of stopping... Another world war, whatever.
Yeah. Wow.
We'll let you have that one, Blunt.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
What a guy.
Sir Mike Jackson, his old general, said that he saved the world. James Blunt.
In one way.
And next.
Example recently tweeted a selfie he'd taken in his own living room. Close study of the background of the picture revealed his DVD collection to contain such classics as Legally Blonde, Some Like It Hot... and Danny Baker's own goals and gaffes.
That's so example.
No one can ever just enjoy the picture for what's it.
I know.
You know, we always say this. You have a photo with someone or just have a photo and you put it up. All anyone will talk about is the stuff in the background.
Right. So a while ago, well, a long time ago on Radio 1, they put cameras in my house and they called it Scott Cam. It was all on the Radio 1 website. And all that everyone went on about was my DVD collection of the time. Because once, in one weird moment, I managed to get some DVDs out. Millions of people watched it. Crossroads, Britney Spears was in there. Mean Girls, Mean Girls 2, and
Mean
Beaches.
Mean Girls 2?
And Beaches.
What? Oh, no. That's our friendship over.
Yeah. Mean Girls 2 is quite good. Well, not as good as the original. Example, though, accidentally showing us his DVD collection in a selfie. Real or no real?
I'm a big fan of Legally Blonde. That has to be real.
Mm. Legally Blonde 2 is pants, though.
Yeah, that one is
awful.
The Own Goals DVD sounds amazing, though. I'm gonna say real on this one.
Do you really think that Example would be the type to have Legally Blonde in his DVD collection?
He's got a missus, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yep. It could be
it's
hers.
It's his.
Right.
Real?
That one is no real.
Oh, no.
Sorry, guys.
Rubbish.
Good game. Who won what?
Dan only got 10, I'm afraid. Sorry, Dan. I got 30.
Wow.
What?
Oh, no. Oh, man.
So you were flying solo last night
without
Phil. How was that for you?
It was okay. Like, thank God it's the request show, because otherwise I'd have just been so alone. I'd have started crying halfway through. But yeah, no, it was really fun. And it was exciting because I get to release the whole Best British Vlogger Award thing that I think you guys were speaking about.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier for the Teen Awards.
Do you guys actually know any of the people on that list that have been nominated?
And they're all brilliant. you had the owl last night as well.
Yeah, I did. I played. I was supposed to do Be Dan versus Phil, but then what is Dan versus Phil if Phil's in Florida? So I played it against the owl that Prince tweets in the corner of my room.
I love that owl. Was, it, when we covered for you, that was it. Just freaked me out. When
it
that,
really confused me.
How does it work?
Yeah, it's just an owl printing off things texts out of its mouth. Tweets.
Yeah.
Like incredible. Nothing to see.
Inspirational.
All right, thank you very much, Dan.
Go vote.
Go vote for whoever you want. Those were all of Monday's best bits. Tomorrow, listen to us live between 1 and 4 or download this Scott Mills Daily. 1:45 tomorrow, listen and watch Matt Richardson of Extra Factor play bingo. Scott Mills, BBC Radio.